The podcast you are listening to of Holmberg's Morning Sickness is brought to you by my friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet mesquite. Repeat. Trust me on this one. You've had barbecue before, but you haven't had it this good. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Eric'sFamilyBBQ.com.
There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
And we talked about the Trump thing this morning, him getting indicted. I've gotten a lot of emails of people. One guy just said he's worried that, you know, we're all going to be goose-stepping, wondering what the hell happened. I'm like, all right, so be it. I don't think you'd realize how little I believe that to be true. Maybe you're right. Oh, well, what am I going to do about it?
You have to say something. You have to care.
No, I don't, because you know why? I realize something. Every single damn time I get an Amazon delivery, I realize there's nothing wrong with this country at all. Sir, we've got problems. But every time Amazon delivers something to my door, within a few hours of me even thinking, you know what I need? Like, it was the birth of an idea, and within a few hours, I didn't move and it showed up. It's like having a genie. It's awesome. So I don't like getting wrapped up in the idea of Trump's indictment. And the Justice Department attacking and caring about this or not caring about this. Or Biden's crooked. I knew that. This isn't a surprise to me. If I see goose-stepping in the middle of our streets, well, I'll start goose-stepping. It just seems easier that way. People hate that. And I get emails like this. See, this is when you know things aren't so bad. You do a little comp. America, we have Amazon first. Says, dear John, when I just feel like I'm at my lowest point, you've brought me back. You boys in that room have power and you don't even know it. The African windshield repairman made me laugh for the first time since my father died on Tuesday. I knew I'd feel normal again someday, but I had no idea it would be in the form of click, click at the Rodizio Grill. Thank you, Charles. Well, Charles, I'm sorry for your loss. But that makes you realize how great this country is. You get all wrapped up in the whole Trump this, Biden that, Democrats this, Republicans that. Then you realize if your windshield shatters, you get a free meal. This is a great place to live. My windshield broke. I called the place, New Vision Auto Glass. I got $200 given to me and a dinner because I had a broken windshield. How does that work? It just does. They don't have that in other countries where there's food we need and things like that. We do not have that. Talk to Janny from the Sudan. Hey, Janny, when you guys broke your windshield on your cars, what are you talking about? Oh, you know, your cars? You know, the cars that you guys... We didn't have cars. That's why I'm one of the lost boys. We walked all the way across the continent. Oh, right. You couldn't hitch a ride? In what? The belly of a hyena. Oh, right, I forgot. Your friends were eaten by hyenas. Anyway, when we break our windshields, we get a free meal and a couple $100. Yeah, pretty great.
Janny had 3 windshields on his back just in case he ran into a car that needed repair.
Sometimes when we were walking very fast, the dragonflies would hit us in the face. I said, wait, I have an idea. Windscreen. But, Johnny, what if the windscreen break? It's a blessing. We get up to $200 back and food. Let's break all of the windshields, Johnny.
I don't want to get all caught up in politics anymore. I did that for a while, and it wasn't making me happy in any direction. I laugh at it now.
Takes you down a death spiral. Oh,
and I know it exists, and I know I'm turning a blind eye to a lot, but God damn it, Amazon fixes that for me. I want something to feel better about feeling down. And I click on it. And an hour later, and then the guy leaves. I don't even have to interact with him. He just leaves it at my door. He's goddamn Santa Claus, for real. I don't want to complain about things anymore. I like to laugh at them. Sure, it's all unraveling, but But guess what? I have a 92-year-old friend who lived through Hitler and a good portion of the Depression. You think they didn't think the whole thing was coming to an end, too? That's all they talked about. This is all over. Hoover's ruining everything. These indictments, these crooked... Stop it. Amazon. Whenever you feel all fired up about Trump or Biden, go on Amazon and get yourself something nice. And then a couple hours later, when that dude delivers it, you don't even have to say thank you. You wait for him to walk away. Gets in his car, and then it's safe to open the door again. America. Should hope today that as you're driving to work, a rock flies up from the truck in front of you and mashes your windshield in. Because guess what? That's a free meal. Sure, it's inconvenient for a little bit. And you get a check.
Come to your place at work.
I don't even understand how it works. I've been talking about New Vision Auto Glass for a while. And I still am like, how's this business work? I don't care. You just handed me a check because I broke something. And then fed me. What's going on? It's the greatest country in the world. Stop emailing me complaints. Amazon yourself something. Break your windshield. Just realize how awesome it is here. Go outside and just... They don't even ask you how did it happen. Go and punch your windshield. Just give your windshield a punch. Go get yourself a free windshield. It's amazing. I hear the Africans... Even in our jokes, and it really kind of brought me back to earth.
And if you're impatient with Amazon, you can use that GoPuff, yeah. Guaranteed in 20 minutes.
Yes, that's exactly right. GoPuff shows up in less than the time it takes to watch a sitcom. They'll be there before the end credits. Oh, my God. I don't know what GoPuff is. I don't care. You know, it's a Chinese operation. Fine. If communists are that convenient, we've been doing it wrong. I know. There's going to be a bunch of people going, you're just turning a blind eye. You're being naive. Good. I'm also laughing a lot. Having the time of my life spending that money I got from my broken windshield. I had to explain to Janny what appetizers were. He knew. But I'm like, you realize how important this should be to you. You're ordering cheese sticks before the food.
Yes, in Africa, we do not have food that prepares you for your food.
I know, and we do, and guess what else we have? Dessert. A third thing will show up to the table if you want.
We order food first before we make up our mind about food, and then when we're done with all the food, we treat ourselves with more food.
It's an awesome place to live. I hate that people complain about this place. Always remember Click Click and his dinner at Rodizio Grill that he'll never get. When his horse loses an eye, he doesn't get a free meal at Rodizio Grill. In fact, if you had a horse, they'd kill it and eat it. You'd probably get a horse from Rodizio Grill instead of Rodizio Grill from the windshield repair shop in Uganda.
I was going to say that eye doesn't go to waste either.
They're going
to
eat that too. The whole village... feasts.
If you crack your windshield, just call us at New Vision Auto Glass of Uganda. You get a free dead horse. The whole village will eat. And up to $250 cash back. Go to website to find out how you qualify.
It's crazy. America's amazing. Stop complaining to me about Trump and Biden. No one here. And if there's goose stepping in the streets, I'll be the first to email you back and go, didn't see it. You were right. And I hope you're happy.
Congratulations.
I hope you're happy about being right, that the Nazis won. If we're that fragile, I don't want to be here. Amazon me something right now. Sorry, I'm on a tangent.
Boots from Amazon.
Yeah. Yeah, go get yourself some jack boots from Amazon. Guess what? They'll show up.
Amazon.
Just leave it. Okay. He's almost in his truck. I better go get my Nazi boots. Just in case the marching starts. I'm just tired of it. Have fun. You're not going to be here much longer. AI's going to eat us alive. I don't know why you guys are all worried about politicians. 20-year-olds are confused by AI. It's not a generation gap. They're trying to stop it today in Congress. Like, we got to please hit the brakes on this thing.
We need more signatures.
We have no idea what it's going to do next.
Well, that's not right. Just let her fly.
No. Dude, I kind of invented it. I know what's happening. It's a sci-fi movie. It's happening all around us, and we're sitting there worried about Nazi marches down, you know, Champs-Élysées. It's not happening. Anyway, I digress. Break your windshield today and tell me you live in a crappy country. I'm tired of complaining. Tired of it. Just go out and punch it square. And then New Vision Auto Glass, call them up, have them come by. And you get a check and you get free food. It's the best country in the world. When does that ever happen around the house? Ah, honey, I just put my head through the TV.
Well, that's great. We'll call Samsung. Not only do they give us a new TV, we get a free meal and $200.
What? What the hell kind of reversal world is bizarro? It doesn't happen anywhere else. America rules. Period. Stop saying it doesn't. It's 8:41. I'm talking about six people emailing me right now. Just for talking about Trump this morning and saying everybody likes hush money.
Of course
that makes sense. Of course he's a crooked politician. Of course he is. They all are.
He's a politician.
He's a politician. That means crooked. It's like Latin for I'm going to steal stuff. We got the Sklar brothers coming up in just moments. I hope they broke their windshield on the drive-in. It's 98 KUPD.
Arizona's most powerful, powerful rock radio station.
You've been listening to Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast, brought to you by our friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat, ericsfamilybbq.com.